Claire Gervais is concerned that pesticides will make her family sick. Even though the Madison physician doesn't use chemicals on her lawn, she's convinced that the herbicides and insecticides her neighbors spray don't stay put. She's worried the chemicals are migrating into her yard and are ending up in her house, on her skin, and in her baby's mouth. So she's joined ranks with other homeowners who have forsworn lawn chemicals, and they're trying to convince their neighbors to do the same. Gervais says she appreciates a nice yard as much as anybody else, but she believes chemicals aren't necessary for a lush lawn.
If you do seed frequently, though, and pull your weeds and fill in the bare patches, you can get pretty close to that, and you probably couldn't necessarily tell the difference between someone who uses chemicals and someone who doesn't.
Gervais is a spokesperson for the Westmoreland Healthy Lawn Team in Madison. She says one of the biggest challenges is changing perceptions about what we expect from our yards and from our neighbors.
We're setting a new standard. People are used to being, I guess, what we call good neighbors by not allowing their dandelion seeds to flow into someone else's yard. And we're trying to turn that whole idea around, looking at people as being good neighbors, if you want to say, if they do not have chemicals that can be passed on to their neighbor. So that whole concept is very new to people.
The group of activists communicates primarily through stories in neighborhood newsletters. They also printed and distributed an informational booklet. They recruit through meetings and mark their yards with green lawn flags so that neighbors know the grass is chemical-free. While some lawn team members would like to see all pesticides go by the wayside, the group is currently focusing on education and voluntary participation. Ed Bergman is a pesticide specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. He says some herbicides and insecticides will always be a part of life, especially in a state with a large agriculture industry. But according to Bergman, the pesticides used on yards and gardens are less dangerous than those used on farms. Still, he acknowledges that none of the chemicals is completely safe.
There are 600 active ingredients, at least, used in pesticide products in the United States. They all present some level of risk. Generally speaking, the herbicides used on lawns present lower risks than other types of pesticides.
Bergman points out that for people who want to know, it's easy to keep track of landscaping and lawn care companies that use pesticides. The Department of Agriculture sponsors an advance notice registry. Individuals who join the registry are notified before companies use pesticides on nearby lawns. Homeowners who apply their own chemicals are harder to monitor. While they must follow the application instructions on labels, they are not required to warn neighbors when they use chemicals. Jennifer Garrett, Wisconsin Public Radio.